sing. That's joy for my soul. That's a joy like the sea billows roll. That's joy, joy, joy. That's joy on my soul. That's a joy, joy. Sea billows roll.
Numbers of Psalms. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as the city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brother and companion's sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. The Lord has blessed the reading of his word, and let us forever praise God for his word.
Come on, can everybody just stand up and bless the Lord one more time? Come on, can everybody just stand up and give God a hand clap of praise? Come on, if you're just excited just to be alive, just to have breath in your body, could you just give God one more hand clap of praise? Amen, amen. God is so good. Amen. To the shepherd and the angel of this house, Chief Apostle Dr. Cleveland Smith. Amen. Come on, could y'all give God a hand clap for his servitude? Amen. It's just a privilege and an honor just to be in the presence of the saints one more time, just for this special occasion. Amen. It's just good to give God glory together with some other saints. Amen. But could you just stand right quick or we go to God in prayer? Before the introduction of the choir, we're going to move real swiftly. Amen. Could you just bow your heads real quick? Gracious Father, we thank you for bringing us here safely, God. We just thank you, God, for just for being who you are. Thank you for just gracing us with your presence. It's not everywhere that your presence is welcome, but you are welcome here. And God, we have hopefully that you're going to get the glory out of it, and you are well pleased with the way that we praise you and worship you, God, and continue to use this house, continue to bless it. Bless the leader. Bless him, God. Give him strength, God. Keep giving him the wisdom and knowledge that you have been pouring in him to empower in us, God. Give him that strength, God. That youth is overtaking him right now. We ask that you continue to do it. God, let him see, Father, God, that he may see the things that we are in need of and that you would give it to him to give it to us. Now, as you ask that you bless the saints, we ask that you bless everyone that's in the house, God. We ask that you bless every praise and worship leader, God, every person that leads devotion, every usher, everybody that serves you. Everything that they do, God, it is for you, and that they will know that you are going to get the glory out of it. And we'll continue to bless you. And for the choir, God, use them. Let them know that every word that comes out of their mouth is going up to you. And for we know when praises go up, a blessing come down. And God, I'm glad I'm in the house to catch it. And I know there's somebody else that's in the house that's just ready to catch what's coming down from heaven. So if you would, just scream amen. Amen. If you can open your mouth like you're ready to get a blessing tonight. Come on, you can do better than that. Come on, just get excited one more time. Amen. We'll be right back.
everyone stand. We just gonna take you back over 40 years, because we are celebrating over 40 years of singing the St. John's Deliverance Temple Children and Young Adult Choir with the Reunion Choir. Back on Adams and Kennison Street, Pastor Bishop Bobby Millsap used to march the choir in on this song, Jesus Is Mine.
Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I be. Oh, He is mine.
Give God one more hand clap of praise. Amen, amen, amen. Just in case somebody doesn't know what the occasion is, this is the reunion of St. John's Deliverance Children Choir. Amen. I said children's choir, but as you can see, we have some adults that are in the choir. That simply means that these young people, men and women, have been in this ministry or around this ministry as a baby. As far as I can remember, I think you probably got in the choir around 3 years old, whether you can sing or not. It wasn't an option, but you was taught that giving God praise is a lifestyle. Amen. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get started. I want, like you said, Christ is the answer. Give the choir a hand clap of praise as they come forth. Christ did it all.
Christ did it all, oh, oh, oh.
Come on, is there anybody just thankful for goodness and mercy? Come on, how many of you know if we didn't have goodness and mercy, we'll be dead? But thank God. Come on, can anybody just thank God for your goodness and his mercy? He didn't just throw it out at him, he threw it toward me. Somebody just put your hand and say, God, I thank you for your goodness. And I definitely thank you for your mercy. Thank you. Come on, you should sound thankful tonight. For your goodness. And your mercy. This time, I'm going to handpick one choir member to just give a 2-minute testimony about their time in the children's choir. So if you're shaking right now, Sister Campbell. Yes. Y'all give God a hand clap of praise as she comes forth.
Somebody give God some praise on tonight. Haven't he been good to you? Haven't he made ways out of no way? Did he turn somebody midnight in today? Come on and give God some praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. He's a good God. He's a merciful God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I thank God for being here. I thank God for waking me up this morning. Thank you for protecting me on the dangerous highway. I'm just so happy to be home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I let everybody know, every church that I go to, I tell them, this is not my home. My home back in Mobile, Alabama, you know. I'm just passing through here. This is my home right here. I just thank God for allowing me to come here to see all my childhood friends, my sister and brothers in the Lord, to Apostle. True man of God. A true man of God. I said a true man of God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I love this church. I can't find no other like it. Can't find no other church like this. Nobody like you. I just thank God for being here. I thank God. I think I came to the church when I was about 3 years old, when I was three. And I'm telling you, I love it. I didn't understand it then, but I understand it now. I didn't understand a lot of things and what we had to wear, but I end up being in a Pentecostal church. End up going to a Pentecostal church, and I have a daughter. I have a 23-year-old daughter. And so she went through some of the stuff that I went through my childhood. And she's like, Mama, I said, hey, I've been through it too. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. It's not going to kill you. It's just going to make you stronger. It's not going to hurt you. It's just going to make you stronger. And I tell you, Pastor Smith, it made me stronger. I'm hard on my kids, my three kids, and my husband. I love my husband, Pastor Watson. And I just miss this right here. I miss this. And I said to myself, I said, I ain't no singing in the choir. I'm not going to sing in the choir. Then I come in, then everybody, come on, sing in the choir. I said, no, my throat hurts. I can't sing. Then Martha and them, come on here. Come on, you know you belong up here, but I really enjoy it, y'all. I really enjoy it. It's no choir like this choir. No choir like this choir. And I just thank God for placing my parents at a point of time for this church. I thank God because I don't know where I'd be. You know, I don't know where I'd be. But I thank God for placing them, for letting them have an ear to hear the word of God. And for training us here, you know, training us up. I'm telling you, it made me so strong. I'm telling you. I'm so strong. This year, in January, I had two strokes in one day. Two strokes in one day. There's a God. They can't believe it. Pastor, they can't. This year, in January the 28th, I had a stroke at my job, and then I had another one in the hospital, and they put me in ICU. But I couldn't say anything, Pastor. I couldn't say anything, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus, that's all I had to do. I couldn't say nothing. I just thought, hey! Them. They don't believe it. The doctors don't believe it. They done took my driver's license from me since January. But I said, hey, if you're not a believer, I'm going to be a believer that I'm here. By his stripes, I'm here. By his stripes, I'm here. In Jesus' name.
Can y'all just give God about 30 seconds? About 30 seconds. Somebody should have lost their mind two strokes. And all she had to do is think about the goodness of Jesus. And all that he... Somebody need to think right now. Somebody just need to have a flashback right now. You got about 25 more seconds and counting. Come on, you gonna miss out on your next 20 seconds. Hey!
Yes, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountains of his holiness. Yes, beloved, you know the praises went on and on and on. For those of you that are familiar with our church services, we had a marvelous time. We'll be sharing it with you from time to time. But this was made during the concert, homecoming concert of the young people who grew up in the ministry at the beginning of the ministry, when some of, like Sister Watson has just said, Evangelist Campbell Watson had said, she was 3 years old when her parent had joined the church, and she grew up and God had blessed her, and now she's passing it on to her children, and they go pass it to their children. Let be an encouragement to many of you who are working to strive for your children to walk in the godly path. Don't be discouraged. God does answer prayer. He said, we train them up in the way that they should go. When they are old, they will not depart. But I want to get back to my listeners and thanking you for your contribution and your prayers, and invite others to join us in supporting the ministry outreach. Send your contributions to Mobile, Alabama, Post Office Box 70, Mobile, Alabama, 36601. And I praise the Lord for those who are listening to us in the Bavinet area and also in the Grand Bay area that are writing out of Pridgett. We thank God for you. Praise the Lord for the Mobilians. And I just thank God for the marvelous work. Thank God that he's doing. And as we continue in this vineyard work that God had called me into. I praise the Lord also for many of you who are gaining the courage to walk in that which God had called you to walk into. We've been following others and fitting in the path, just following, fitting in with others. When we have an inward drive or an inward revelation that makes us different, but we haven't had the courage to walk in that walk that you really know God had called you into. And I thank God for some are testifying how they are gaining courage now to stand and to be the person and the individual that God had called them to be in Christ Jesus. Just like in the creation, we can look at the fowls, the birds, and all they all are different. They're not identical, but they are different. And I speak, and sometimes I bring out about the penguin. The penguin is different from the chicken. And the chicken is different from the eagle. And the duck is different from the penguin, the chicken, and the eagle. But they all are in the fowl family. So we all have different gifts and calling, because we all are members of the body of Christ. You never see where your fingers look like your toes, nor does your ears look like your eyes. So we are different. But when we run into conflicts a lot of times, we be expecting us to be identical. We're not going to be identical. The seven churches that Jesus sent the message to in Revelation, each one of them got a different message. They had different weakness and different points and different strong points. And God gave each one of them a different message, but they all belong to him. So God is so great and marvelous. He's constantly revealing his word more and more and more, because we are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, bless God. Our new listeners, make it a point to hear us weekly at this time and invite others to listen at this time as well. And we want your support. We want others to support us. Let others know, for God had sanctioned your support in the ministry. For many of you that have stretched out and that have sent in support, you know God had worked for you in an unusual way. He promised that he would do that. He had sanctioned your support. And as the word of God says, don't let your left hand know what the right hand is doing. That's when it comes to your giving. So you don't have to ask anybody or anything of that nature. Just sow it and watch them see how God moved for you. And they'll want to know what is happening. If you want to tell them, tell them. If you don't, send some more. Amen. Don't tell them what you're doing, what I'm talking about. Amen. But tell them to write in. Amen. And send a contribution to Post Office Box 70, Mobile, Alabama 36601. Or they could bring it by the church. We're having service and also leave it there. And we're located at 2621 Ralston Road here in Mobile, Alabama 36606. So don't forget, we have a prayer line that you may call. Many are doing, and leave your prayer request. We have people that will pray for you. And if you would like for them to converse with you and to counsel with you, leave your phone number and we would call you. So make sure, just dial the word healing and speak that request, and prayer will be offered up for you. And after you get results, you can call back and share with us the various things that God had answered, that you had prayed, that we have prayed along with you concerning it. And we all want to praise God along with you for the answer that was manifested in your life. God bless you now. So I praise God for you even the more, even the more. Now back to what I was saying. I believe if you just open your Bibles and remember what you have read concerning God telling Isaiah, in Isaiah the 28th chapter, how he's going to continually reveal his word. The 28th chapter of Isaiah in the 9th verse says, "Who shall teach knowledge, and whom shall the Lord make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, and there a little. So the Word of God is going to be revealed to us in segments. He's going to keep revealing himself more and more and more. He told Daniel, was writing the book, the 12th chapter and the 4th verse, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. For many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be on the increase. And we look at the Apostle Paul, when he had shared with the church that God was giving him revelation. He was preaching the gospel. And those that had walked with Christ and others that had been worn to Christ and the Judaizers that was pretending to be Christians. But Paul began to receive revelating knowledge that excelled those, excelled them all. Therefore, he ended up in trouble, but he did receive the revelation. I'm reminded of Isaiah before I read what Paul had said. Now, when he asked the Lord, how long must he prophesy and say what he's going to say? Lord said, just keep telling them. He said, not unless they get converted. And not unless I open their eyes, they will not understand what you're saying, but you got to say it anyhow. So that's the way it is. And when Isaiah was prophesying to Israel about their apostatic ways and how they weren't serving God right, they were being blessed. So they were looking at their being blessed as being God was approving of them bringing lame animals to the sacrifice and serving God when they felt like it and keeping the best of the product of the animals and all for themselves and all of these things and cheating and killing one another and destroying one another. And so but since they were blessed, they said, well, we are blessed. And they continued in that way. But yet, sure enough, what God said through the prophet, it came to pass. Yes, it did. So that's what we have to realize when prophecy is going forth. A lot of times in our present situation, we could be so prosperous till it looks like the prophet ain't talking to us. But then if we're missing the mark and we keep getting blessed and blessed, that's God's long suffering being extended, and he's warning us to get things in order. And only you know where you stand at and how you are. So thank God for the prophets going forth and what prophecy is. A foretelling of event. Amen. So God still have prophets. He still have the prophets. He still have the apostles. Still have prophets and the teachers and the pastors and etc. And everyone have their own calling. Their own calling. Some by the eye, some of the ear, some of the knee, some of the toe. And everyone go minister in their own distinct way that God give them to minister. Every church, every denomination, it's going to be the way that that leader who started that denomination upon the revelation that God had given them. So, man, bless you. How did I get way out there? I don't know, but I'm going to stay a little while longer. So we stop trying to make people be identical, but you be true to what God had called you to do. If you want to be holy, be holy. If you want to be sinless, you be sinless. If you want to stand for God, you stand for God. But don't try to create it in anybody else because we don't have the power to do that. We just have the ability to proclaim God's word. It's God that makes the changes in the people upon their accepting and believing. So whatever you want to see, who right, you be right. But let it come from you. Y'all hearing me here, but keep proclaiming the glorious gospel of Christ, which is the image of God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, I'm just getting excited because you stirred me up when I began to think and talk about many of you breaking free of trying to fit in with certain crowds and associates and this and following what they do when you have that inward inclination that God is speaking something entirely different for you and for you to be different from them. You can be friends, but you walk in the calling that God had called you. That's the only way you're going to get your reward. A good reward is that you obey what God had called you to do. I'm reminded when Peter was restored after he had fallen and Jesus restored him back, told him to feed his sheep and etc. Or after he had gotten restored, John was standing at a distance. And Peter looked and saw John standing over there, the beloved disciple. And he asked Jesus, well, what is John going to do? And Jesus told him, what is it to you? If whatever I tell John, in other words, in our English language, it would be, that's none of your business. You just do what I told you to do, and don't worry about what I told John to do. He said, even if I tell him to stay here till I return, that's none of your business. You do what I told you to do. And you know, they put out the report that Jesus said John would never die. But that's not what Jesus was saying. That's why we stress so hard in our church for each one of them to develop a relationship with God for themselves. And you don't have to be ashamed being different. You don't have to be ashamed being different. You're not breaking the law being different, being in what God called you to be and looking the way God told you to look and dressing the way God told you. We all are individuals. So be strong and be courageous and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Well, you read over there in the third chapter of Ephesians, but I want you to read what Paul was telling him. He had received a mystery that had been hid in God from the foundation of the world. And all of the prophets and everybody prior to him had spoken, but they never did grasp that mystery until God chose to reveal it to him. Now look how God worked. He revealed it to a man that was an outright sinner that fought against Christ. He was religious, but he fought against Christ vehemently, and he consented to them stoning Stephen to death, the man of God, another Christian. But here is God saving him, transforming his life. He got saved when he wasn't even looking to be saved. He was looking for people to call on Jesus so he could put them in prison and the light shine from heaven. You know about that. And then he wasn't out seeking God, but God found him. God knew where to stop him right then. I'm not saying that you don't seek God. Are y'all hearing me here? But I'm saying what Paul experienced. That's the way it happened to him. He wasn't even expecting to be saved. But yet, God stopped him that day and he surrendered to the Christ of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so he told Ananias, he said, go lay hands on them. He's there praying. He said, his name was Saul. And Ananias said, that's an evil man. We've done much evil to the church. And God said, he's a chosen vessel of mine now. So you go lay hands on him. And then he told Apostle Paul, somebody is coming to lay hands on you. So that's, amen. So we see this. I'm saying that so you can gain courage to be in where God told you to be. Don't be inferior. Don't have to be inferior. All of us is equal. All of us is created in Adam. Since Adam and Eve sinned, we all in Adam died. But in Christ, we've been made alive. So if you're in Christ, you've been made alive. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us one of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Call that prayer line. Call the prayer line and leave your message there. We want to hear from you. Call the prayer line and let us hear from you. Oh, glory to God. God bless you now. And don't forget, dial the word healing. Dial the word healing. Amen. Bless the Lord. I want you to come and see us now. We're at 2621 Ralston Road. I'm trying to calm down just a little bit, not for long. We have service in the morning at 11 o'clock, and we're going to have church school at 9 o'clock, 9:30. So come on out to 2621 Ralston Road, Mobile, Alabama. Oh, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God, and continue to grow in grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you. Oh, yes, Lord, God bless you real good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. God bless you now.
Oh, I sing cause I'm happy. And I sing, yes, Lord God Almighty. Praise God. Now, Lord, I know. Oh, I sing it. I am from the praise. Oh, nation and my constant friend. If he and his eyes fall, the sparrow, and I know, watches me.